In 10 days, wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
It's not often that a state attorney general declines to defend a state law. Kansas passed a law allowing its illegal aliens to attend its state universities at discount tuition rates. And some out-of-state citizens who have to pay higher tuition just filed a lawsuit. Kansas Attorney General Phil Klein agrees with them. The lawsuit was filed on behalf of students from some of the other 49 states who are attending Kansas universities but are denied the taxpayer subsidy of in-state college tuition. The lawsuit asserts that the new Kansas law makes each of these American students pay at least $10,000 more during their college years than illegal aliens pay. The 3 Kansas State universities currently have more than 9,000 students enrolled who are identified as non-U.S. citizens. Federal law expressly bars aliens who are not lawfully present in the United States from receiving any post-secondary education benefit unless U.S. citizens are eligible for the same benefit in no less an amount, duration, and scope without regard to whether the citizen is a resident of the state. But Kansas is not giving this subsidy to U.S. citizens from the other 49 states. Bills to grant in-state tuition subsidy to illegal aliens have been introduced in at least 23 states and have become law in California, Texas, New York, Utah, Washington, Illinois, and Oklahoma. These bills precipitated lively debates in the state capitals and often noisy demonstrators in the streets. Nobody's able to count how many thousands of illegal alien students are in this country. Despite their status, these students have already been generously treated by U.S. taxpayers by being given free kindergarten through 12th grade schooling and free emergency health care. Many Americans think that giving them college tuition subsidies is just too much, especially when U.S. parents are struggling to pay their own children's college expenses.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. If you also believe immigrants to the U.S. should come here legally, be free from disease, learn English, obey our laws, and respect their visas, then write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. For more about immigration, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure, 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, now the man who says a balanced diet is a cookie in each hand, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Jeff Thomas here, sitting in once again for Derry Brownfield. And just like he, I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is a talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. Derry came in this morning. He really did intend to come in and do the program, but he got here and he said, you know, I got some things to do. Would you mind doing the show for me? I said, Derry, I would be happy to do you a favor because that means I get to ask for a favor back. And I have one in mind come deer season. So we'll get back to you on that and tell you how it goes. And Derry's out doing chores today. But nonetheless, a quick follow-up on yesterday's program, and then we'll get into today's topic. I tell you, we've had so many calls from yesterday's show and a good response that I wanted to once again go over the contact numbers in case you missed them yesterday. But since our web is moving very slowly. Oh, here we go. So many calls have come in for yesterday's toll-free number that we gave on Larry Rice and the Freedom Now publication that you could get, and you could order the videos on the solar energy and the wind power and the other renewable energy sources that Larry and he are doing out there, Larry and his group. Here's Larry's toll-free number, 1-800-228-5284. Again, it is 1-800-228-5284, and the response has been incredible, so I just wanted to follow up. Because I know a lot of folks have been calling for just that question. What was Larry's number? There it is once again. You know, as we look around and we see our federal government getting bigger and bigger, I think you'd have to have your eyes closed not to see also that our liberties are getting smaller and smaller. The erosion of our rights and our liberties continues even now. We've talked about it several times on this program. H.R. 10 and Senate Bill 2845, this intelligence overhaul legislation that's been based on the 911 Commission report, you know, is being used to, again, well, really, what it's been called for is the national ID. And there's a lot of dangerous stuff in there. But anyway, with the House and the Senate committees getting together, they've been meeting for about a week now, and there's discussion that they're going to call for a final vote, come back to Washington, and Congress going to give a final vote before the November 2nd elections. We're urging you to contact your representatives and your senators today and tell them not to pass this intelligence overhaul legislation. You know, there was a time when we remembered what the principal role of the state was, and it was to exercise sovereign powers to protect us from the federal government, the federal government coming in and intruding. So the state, its sole role is to tell the feds to cease and desist when it oversteps its constitutional boundaries. They're simply supposed to provide national protection and those things provided for in Article 1, Section 8, not to be forcing internal issues and orders and making state improvements. That's the state's responsibility. and said we see today many states across the nation, name one that isn't, or across our land, rather, that are following federal mandates. And what are they getting in return is just a pittance, a token for trespassing, if you will. Don Adams with Nebraskans First is our guest today, and along with him is Mick Cox, who is owner of Millbar Angus Ranch. Welcome to the program this morning, gentlemen.
Thanks, Jeff.
Glad to have you both along. And really what I think it boils down to is what you guys are facing out there is a state's rights issue. But nonetheless, you guys are having some problems. And Don, before we get too much further, let's talk about Nebraskans First and what is it you guys are doing and why the need for Nebraskans First, and then we'll talk about the fight.
Okay, Jeff, as most people may not know, Nebraska, unlike hardly any other state, is a groundwater predominant irrigated state. 85% of the irrigated acres in Nebraska, over 8 million, are irrigated with groundwater, not surface water. Groundwater is regulated differently than surface water. It was set up that way back in the early 1970s when the legislature, in its wisdom, and I'm serious about that, created local natural resources districts with comprised of locally elected citizens to manage groundwater. Surface water is managed by the state. And Nebraskans First came about because following the issues about 12 years ago, it just dawned on me, hanging around the legislature, that any time there was legislation involving irrigation rights, that no group was there to appear before the legislature to defend groundwater irrigators, even though this state is 85% groundwater irrigated. So we started from scratch. I met with a couple, three farmers in David City, Nebraska, and we started having informational meetings across the state. And pretty soon the word got out and the membership grew and grew, and we've become a force now to be reckoned with.
And Mick, where do you fall into Nebraskans First?
Well, I guess we've been on top of these water issues as they came along, probably haven't been as involved politically as we should have been, and these things have progressed to the point where some of this legislation is going to start affecting livelihoods. You know, these small ranch and farm communities are sort of run off of a support system, and I don't really know if business understands how some of these new regulations coming down the pike are going to affect them.
Now, Don, you'll have to excuse me if I may sound like I'm playing devil's advocate. I'm just uninformed and ignorant on a lot of these water issues that you guys deal with every day, so some of my questions are really designed to make me better informed. But is there enough water for unrestricted access? I know some of your critics are saying, hey, you guys can't just go around the country and pump water wherever you want.
Well, Jeff, that's the big boogeyman and the myth that the media likes to sell to the city people in Omaha and Lincoln. That isn't true at all. And Nebraskans First isn't anti-regulation. The fact of the matter is that groundwater irrigation wells have always been regulated since the early 1970s. They've been regulated at the local level. And Mick can tell you out there in Western Republican Basin, the upper Republican NRD has had severe restrictions and regulations on pumping going back 20 years ago.
Well, I'd like to talk about that after this break. We'll be right back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT.
The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Hey, Jack Blood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there. Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure, 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
And we're back. Jeff Thomas in for Derry Brownfield today. Don Adams from Nebraskans First and Mick Cox, owner of the Millbar Angus Ranch in Nebraska, our guest today. And Don, you're passing in the baton to Mick there, talking about pump and well restrictions since the 70s. So, Mick, I'll ask you, what are these restrictions? Are they too much? Are they not enough? Who mandates them? Are they local, state, or federally enforced?
Well, they're state regulations that'll be coming our way. I guess some of the problems that we're having is we want our local NRD boards to be cognizant of the fact that, you know, constituents elect them, and we want to be a part of that process, not to just take DNR analysis at face value and go with that.
Hey, Don, these natural resource districts that are regulating underground and surface water, are these DNR, these are DNR agencies and agents?
No, Jeff, just the opposite. And they were set up this way by the legislature, again, 30-some years ago, to keep the state DNR out of regulating groundwater and to keep groundwater irrigation regulated at the local level by locally elected citizens. The state regulates surface water. The DNR has everything to do with surface water. The NRDs have basically nothing to do with surface water irrigation, totally groundwater irrigation. But what is happening in the past 4, 5, 6 years, every year the legislature gets together, and with the encouragement of the state DNR, they continue to pass laws that weaken the local control of the NRDs, shift power from the local NRDs to the state DNR, and then the state DNR, on top of this new power, is becoming more of an activist agency, going around to the NRDs and trying to dictate to them what the DNR wants. So in effect, you should have standalone, independent, regulatory local agencies like the NRDs. Now they're being influenced and intimidated, basically, by the state DNR, and acting now more as just agents of the state rather than what they should be, which is independent governmental agencies.
So what is it that they're proposing necessarily that some people aren't taking the bait on, and such as yourselves, and others are saying, hey, Don, what's your problem? This is good for us.
Again, in the Republican River Basin, the primary factors playing on the increased move for regulation and allocation, sometimes down to levels that would seriously jeopardize the creation of the production of a profitable crop. They are coming from the Republican River lawsuit settlement, and the terms of that settlement between Kansas and Nebraska that was entered into about a year and a half ago remain a little bit of a mystery, and it seems like the burden of that meeting those terms is being foisted on the irrigators in the Republican River Basin disproportionately.
Murky waters at best. Don, we have another break. We have open phone lines at 1-800-973-3779. We'll be back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
And we're back. Don Adams and Mick Cox, my guest today. Jeff Thomas sitting in for Derry, talking about the water issues there out west, and specifically in Nebraska and Nebraskans First and what they're dealing with. Mick Cox is owner of the Millbar Angus Ranch. How have these restrictions affected you specifically, Mick?
Well, so far they haven't. We all know that we're going to have to live with a number that we're going to have to manage. The problems that farmers and ranchers have had with some of the language that are inside of some of these new rules, such as the inability to be able to use saved water in a water short year. There's some water short years coming at us, and we have to have the ability to use the water that we have saved to carry over into those water short years, or it'll absolutely decimate farming and ranching communities and small towns if we don't work hard to get some of this language changed around.
That sounds logical. Don, who's opposed to it?
Who's opposed to what, Jeff?
Using the saved water.
Well, so far, the state DNR, the State Department of Natural Resources, is overseeing this, and they've gone down to the three NRDs that comprise the Republican River Basin and are pretty much dictating how they want the plan, the management plan, to end up. So, again, if we go back to the threshold issue here, which is our local NRDs are not acting independently. They're acting as agents of the state. And that is very troubling to us because that is not how this state was set up to manage water. But ever increasingly, year by year, we're seeing more of that. And it's come to a head now down in the Republican River Basin. And the good point here to be made is that now more and more people like Mick, who are stakeholders in this issue, are now getting involved, taking the bull by the horn, so to speak. They're organizing their friends and neighbors. They're working to get new people elected to the NRD boards. And they're holding people, elected officials, accountable to this. And this is encouraging. I haven't seen this happen like this for the last 5 or 6 years. It's now picking up. The energy level is out there, and it's good to see. It's grassroots politics at its best.
Bruce in Missouri. You're on the air, Bruce.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Fine, thank you. What's on your mind?
Listen, I have a comment. First, I'd like to laud Don Adams and Nebraskan First on their advocacy of an issue that surely rests with the states. And then I'd like to make just a general background comment preceded or followed by a question for them about Nebraska. The background comment is on your kind of opening comments about that the principal role of the states is to, you know, restrain this federal government, to slow it down on its unconstitutional encroachment on some of our state institutions. And what I find in Missouri, and that's going to lead to my question for Nebraska, what I find in Missouri is that many officers of our state don't understand that role. They don't understand that in their oath to support the U.S. Constitution and to support the Constitution of Missouri, that inherent in that oath is a duty to oppose things by the federal authority that are unconstitutional. And just to cite one example, we had a good piece of farm legislation here in Missouri this last year called House Bill 980. Our speaker delivered that to Charlie Cruz, a good friend of mine right here in Dexter, a couple of months back. That bill 980 does a lot of good restraining the Department of Natural Resources in Missouri, which is, you know, use their power without discretion on everything from our agriculture and other real estate to, you know, management of our historic assets. But it does require the Department of Natural Resources, before they can implement any regulations in Missouri, must certify and make a finding that it's allowed by Missouri state statute or Missouri Constitution. But hidden in deep in that bill is something I call a state sovereignty deficiency syndrome. It quotes it in that. It says the provisions of this section shall not apply if the department adopts environmental protection agency rules and rules from other applicable federal agencies without variance. In other words, our state isn't doing any of its duty in opposing anything that's unconstitutional at federal level. They're actually ushering it in. They aren't going through any finding to determine if it's constitutional. So I kind of know what's going on in Missouri, and I'm advocating to Missourians and Missouri legislators that they exert their sovereign powers under the 10th Amendment. But my question for your guest was, you know, what are they doing in Nebraska to educate their legislatures on how to influence the federal government or influence their state government to reclaim its sovereign powers?
Hey, thanks for the question and comment, Bruce. Appreciate that. Don?
Well, you know, there's three levels of government, local, state, and federal. And what Bruce says is exactly right. And what we're trying to defend to be independent and sovereign at this point are the NRDs from encroachment by the state. The NRD directors are elected, they're duly elected officials that have broad statutory powers to regulate groundwater, but instead of doing that independently, they're acting under duress as mere pawns of the state. effectively, they're not acting as independent local entities. Now, on the Platte River, we have the state making deals with the Fish and Wildlife Service using the Endangered Species Act on critical habitat to try to regulate irrigation rights up on the Platte. So you have all three levels of government now pretty much going at each other.
Hey, and Don, we got to take a break. We'll be back. Stand by.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This coming Monday, November the 1st, Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special calf sale at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auctions. He's expecting up to 2,500 head featuring the Winnigan Roundup and Linhart Farms. Winnigan's bringing in 400 head of fancy Angus calves. They'll weigh from 400 to 500 pounds. Most of them, about 100 of them, will be a little lighter than that. They'll also be carrying the white tag and out of registered Angus bulls. Another 250 head will be coming in from Linhart Farms. All will be weighing from 5 to 550 pounds. They're also white tag. Marvin and Monty Reed will be in with 150 head of fancy blacks. Brad Ayers will be selling 100 head. Bruce Crumpacker's bringing in 100 head. Moffitt Farms, 150 head. Taylor Farms, 150 head. Other consigners include Coon Farms, Marion McNear, Jack Compton, Five Mile Farms, Jim Holston, Thomas Farms, Ronald Brantner, and Jerry Goodwin. Most of these calves have had all their vaccinations and been weaned. That's for the special calf sale at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Market coming up Monday, November the 1st. AAM, the American Agriculture Movement. You probably first heard about the AAM back in 1978 and 79 during the demonstrations in the tractorcade that brought thousands of farmers, ranchers, and tractors to Washington, D.C. Times were tough on the farm back in those days, but you know what? Things have literally gotten worse. The family, owner-operator, and the agriculture economy is practically a thing of the past. The multinational corporations controlling the price of our farm commodities have been making big, and I mean big, donations to both political parties. And as a result, the Department of Agriculture will not enforce the Packers and Stockyards Act, and the Department of Justice will not uphold the antitrust laws that would break up these monopolies and allow competitive marketing systems to work. To learn more about AAM, log on to www.aaminc.org or dial 605-993-6201. Jerry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aaronizer.us.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, the man who asks, if man evolved from monkeys and apes, why do we still have monkeys and apes? Jerry Brownfield.
Jeff Thomas in for Jerry Brownfield. Don Adams from Nebraskans First and Mick Cox, owner of the Millbar Angus Ranch, talking to us today about the water issues being faced by many Nebraskans, all of Nebraska. Our phone lines are open for question and comment. 1-800-973-3779. Again, 1-800-973-3779. Kenny is in Nebraska. Kenny, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Don. This is Kenny from York.
Hi, Ken.
Hi. It seems to me that we ought to be in touch with Rodney Stubbs out of Oregon. You know, this is our Klamath Falls in Nebraska when we're talking about this NRD situation. And they're trying to educate America through the water, well, every aspect of government control. But he said yesterday on the phone that they're just trying to control water. And this is a bigger picture than just NRD in our state. It's UN control.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, this is a... a pressing issue all across the West. And, you know, Klamath is the most dramatic example of the absolute destruction the government can wield and inflict on farmers when they decide to push the regulatory scheme to the limit. And that's where they shut off water to 1,400 farms and pretty much devastated the economies and the local community out there in Oregon and California, allegedly for a sucker fish, which was later to be determined by the National Academy of Sciences of being a bogus reason. So we know what they're fully capable of doing, and in that case, that involved the Fish and Wildlife Service, which they're now, you know, dealing with this, fooling around with this up on the Platte. And down in the Republican here, the main problem we have is with the state DNR and their the settlement they made with Kansas and how they want to implement that settlement and push the burden on the back of irrigators when there's other ways to generate more flows down there in the Republican River without massive restrictions on irrigation.
Well, I think we need to educate America, and that's what these guys do. And when he was on Derry's program about a couple of weeks ago, Jeff remembers, I was very intrigued about what they knew and how they could present it. I think maybe it would behoove us in Nebraska to bring these guys up here and educate those of us, those that don't know what's going on. And
well, I think,
get our numbers stronger.
Good point, Ken. You know, I remember as a young kid a statement, you know, etched strongly in my mind yet, and it was by Thomas Jefferson, who said in his remarks to Congress, "The natural progress of things is for government to gain ground and for liberty to yield." And that is a powerful statement. Mm-hmm. And we have got, democracy is not a spectator sport. We have to have a groundswell at the local level and begin to get involved in our business and our interest, or we're going to have other people telling us what to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I just think that we need to get hold of Rodney Stubbs. It just seems like they had put together in Oregon. Derry asked if they were going to go nationwide with their program, and they said yes, but it'd be a couple of years, and maybe a couple of years is going to be too late. I don't know.
Hey, I've made a note on that, Ken, and I'll...
Do you know who I'm talking about, Don?
Well, you know, I deal with the Klamath people. You know, I've talked to them a lot. In fact, you know, they came to one of our rallies.
Okay, right.
That you helped organize, by the way.
Right.
So, yeah, I'll... Rodney Stubbs, okay.
Here, let me give you his website.
Okay.
It's Rodney Stubbs, S-T-U-B-B-S,
yeah,
at C-Cat, E. Edward, A. Apple, net, .us.
Okay, I'm going to have to, I don't have enough space here to write that all down, but I'll talk to you after the program.
Yeah, right. And also he's available on the web. Do a search on Rodney Stubbs.
Just
and you'll,
do Rodney Stubbs keywords and it'll come up.
Yeah, you'll find him,
yeah,
there. You'll find him there under the newswithviews.com. He's got a lot of articles there. And Ken, I think you're absolutely right. Maybe we're not looking at the biggest picture here. When we think of the sucker fish, you got to wonder who are the suckers when we fall for some of the bait that they cast toward our way. Let's go to Canada. Don, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Don in Chatham, Ontario, Canada. What you said about the sucker fish,
yes, sir,
they're the greatest suckers. But there is was supposed to be a little frog here right in our area here. They couldn't find it, but they were trying to get control of the land, naturally, and water. And they want to know where all the wells are, and they want you to hook into the water line. And this is, there's one here that's going to be $13 million Canadian. But the thing is, the people have to pay it over 10 years and then pay double water rates. It's got fluoride in it, too. And that's the one thing. And I know in Pennsylvania, they are putting, this Jackie Petru said this, they are putting meters on the top of your water wells. And in Australia, this is from yesterday too, that where the people went to solar and electric power in the outback, and the government encouraged it. Now they are taxing them for the wind and sun. So that's what I know. And there's fighting over water here, right and left. That's, and I know the UN is behind it because they have said control of food, water is a key to life. So.
Hey, John.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Don in Canada. We appreciate the call.
Yep.
Thanks for listening to the Derry Brownfield Show in Canada. Always good to hear from my friends up north. And I think, again, that Don is absolutely right. What could be the objective for their demand for control of the groundwater? Any ideas, Mick?
Well, you know, I don't have any deep ideas. I think it sure is a control issue. There's no doubt about it. And some of the language, I'll talk about it again. In the water short years, the language was they could reduce the usage by 10% or more. Well, or more, that means everything. They can come out and shut your well off if they would have liked. Hopefully we've got that changed to the point where they've got that language out of there. So,
Jeff, what's happening is, you know, this awful drought we've been in for 5 years or so, It's created a prime environment now for regulators to step in and start blaming irrigation as a problem for low river flows. When we all know, for example, in the 30s, the Platte River was dry for 200 straight days. There wasn't a groundwater well in existence then. Then people knew it was the drought. Now when we have dry rivers and streams, it's because of irrigation, not the drought. And that is the myth that's being perpetrated on people, and it allows regulators to scare the city people that the irrigators are drying up all the rivers and streams, and it allows them then to push their regulatory scheme. That's what's happening.
And I'm sure that you also have to battle the greenies out there because you guys using groundwater are going to kill the piping plover.
Right. That's up on the Platte. Yeah, not just the piping plover, the least tern, the pallid sturgeon, and, of course, most notably, the whooping crane, of which there are none here. That is the biggest myth in the history of the world, that we have critical habitat here for the whooping crane, and none of them come here. It's crazy.
It must be pretty critical. I don't get the connection or the link between their survival and groundwater, Don. What's the connection? What's the link there?
The way they do it, the state links, they say groundwater pumping affects stream flow. They say it's all one, you know, all one water source. And we have so much groundwater pumping in this state, it's affecting the stream flow. And to have ideal habitat for the whooping crane and these other birds and fish, you got to have a bunch more stream flow than we're having. And the reason we're not having it is not because of the drought, which is the truth. It's because of groundwater pumpers. So we got to go in and regulate them down to where they can't, you know, earn a living. And somehow that's going to increase stream flows. And the whooping crane then will be, you know, content. And the plover and the sturgeon and the... who knows what else? It's ludicrous. It's not true. It's not based on any science whatsoever. None. They just assert it. They say, this is what we're going to do, and if you don't do it, you know, we're going to go by each user one by one and regulate them if the state doesn't agree to this massive program called the Cooperative Agreement.
And you'll go the way of the Klamath farmer.
Well, the same people that did it to Klamath are the same people that are now fooling around with this on the Platte. It's not a different Fish and Wildlife Service. It's the same Fish and Wildlife Service.
We'll take a break here. Our number, again, is 1-800-973-3779. That's 1-800-97-DAIRY. And we'll take your calls and comments right after this quick break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. best price coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 apiece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
And again, phone lines are open, 1-800-973-3779, kind of like the cat that came back. Kenny in Nebraska came back. Kenny, you didn't quite get to finish. What happened there?
Well, Don, let me explain. Maybe you are familiar with the situation over there by Lincoln. We have a friend that runs a tax store in Lincoln, and her land is in, has been in her family for 5 generations. And the city of Lincoln is telling these people, there's several families involved. Hers was a 120-acre farm, excuse me, and they're telling, the NRDs are telling her that she lives in a floodplain. So she's got to sign this easement so they can come on there and do whatever they have to do, but she can't remodel a horse, she can't put up a new horse shed, she can't build a new fence, she can't do a lot of things. And they'll pay her so much money for this easement. It was pittance to, compared to what some of the ground was going for. Well, one family had been in court for 7 years and lost. I think the attorney they got just didn't understand jurisdiction. But this is a broader picture than, like I said before, than just NRDs. These people have been trained somewhere. I guess we need to trace the money trail. Where's the state getting the money from the federal government to do these things? Because that's what I think why they're doing it. And well, I think Agenda 21 would explain a lot of this.
Yeah, what the bottom line is, Ken, if the NRDs have become subservient to the state, that's what we're trying to change. We're trying to get people elected now to the boards that have backbone and the willingness to stand up to the state and start exercising and wielding some of their political might at the local level, which they have. So many of them just are so wishy-washy and just bow down to whatever the state wants. That's the crux of the problem.
And I think part of that is because they take their lead from our state representatives, our federal representatives, is because of their bending also. Hey, there's more calls coming in. Carol's in Oklahoma. Carol, what's on your mind?
Yes. Well, of course, we have to go back to the root of the evil. And the Lord
said through the Apostle Paul in the first chapter of Romans, verse 25, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. And it goes back to, you know, right now we in this country don't care that our young men are being exposed to depleted uranium and their genetic makeup is being changed forever. We don't care about the babies, but we've got to worry about the spotted owls and the desert sand turtles and all these little critters that are hoaxes, actually, on the people. But the whole bottom line is, it is about controlling people. It comes straight out of the United Nations and the Sustainable Development Programs, and they've been at it for a long time. And I heard someone say yesterday on the program that they had not put meters on the water yet, but they've been doing that. I know in Arkansas, the farmers down in the Delta who raise rice and soybeans and whatnot have had meters on their personal land wells now for some years. I know when I was involved politically down there when the Clintons were in power, I went over and spoke to a group in that area, and they already had meters at that time, and that was probably in like 94, 95 along there. So they have had some meter control, and of course they did this, the land out in the west, the battles were with the BLM. The object was the same, control the water. And so you get a ruling that, well, where is a watershed?
Hey, Carol, we got to go. I'm sorry, we have to go. It's a shell game, no doubt. We'll be right back.
Brownfield Show.
There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999 and a half miles to the west, or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Ecologic Powerhouse magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org.
The end of cheap oil, says National Geographic. Today, Mr. Smith is with us to answer the question of the week. How will $50 plus per barrel oil affect Americans' pocketbooks?
High oil prices are a troubling issue for investors. It sucks buying power out of American pocketbooks. Oil prices have jumped from $17 in 2001 to over $54 in 2004. Historically, higher oil prices also bring higher gold prices and other commodity prices. Another oil spike could tip us into a recession or worse. I strongly recommend diversifying a small portion of your assets into tangibles as a hedge against the coming oil crisis.
Oil terrorism. Are you ready for it? Find out in Mr. Smith's newest report, Restoring the Standard, free by calling now 800-289-2646 or 1-800-BUY-COIN. That's 1-800-289-2646, 1-800-BUY-COIN. Get answers. Go to AskMrSmith.com.
And we are back inside the home stretch of the fastest hour on radio. Let's go back to the phone lines and say hello to Bo in Nebraska. What's on your mind, Bo?
Yeah, it's been a while now, but when Gary Brownfield had a man named Clifford Carnum on there about the chemtrails.
Yep.
Had all the five metals being sprayed, and I woke up to that 1999 till now, and video's been made, and they got a professional video. What got my attention was the five metals, but then he said there was another one called barium salt that was sprayed in the atmosphere, and it wouldn't rain in July and August. Barium salt dries out the atmosphere, so when the storm front comes, then it goes on to another state, and they were watching the weather, and it did go on to several states, and then it rained 15 inches an hour and a half and flooded out in another state. Well, that's a real factor with our weather. And I know the good Lord has controlled the weather and everything, but man is getting involved to control the weather.
We talked about weather modification. We know it's a reality. You're right.
And I just wanted to throw that in. And then Billy Clinton signed the executive order with the United Nations to control all the rivers. So that's already been taken care of, and when they kick that all into line, I don't know when they're going to do that, but that's all been done, so there's a battle out there.
No doubt about it. We appreciate the call, Bo. The problem is moderating that weather modification. You can't say for sure that, you know, it was the barium that has caused the drought. You can't say it's for sure that it was this weather modification that caused five hurricanes or 11.5 inches in Las Vegas, but nonetheless, we know that they're out there doing something. John in Texas, what are you doing? What's on your mind, John?
Yes, I was watching a program on the satellite dish, and this guy from the Agriculture Department was being questioned. One of the things he said, within 10 to 15 years, most of our food will be imported into the United States. So that's telling me, and they're going to do away with subsidies and this and that. That's telling me right there they're going to force as many people off the land by doing certain things.
Control by watershed. Absolutely. Thanks for the input. Appreciate it. Well, I tell you what, we're within the last minute and a half here. Mick Cox, owner of Millbar Angus Ranch, how do you put this all together? How do you put a tail on this?
Well, I think it's a long one. I think we just, as small ranch and farm outfits, everyone has to communicate with their friends and neighbors and get involved politically and try to you know, be a powerful force and make the changes that we can make and, you know, work hard.
Don, that's what you guys do at Nebraskans First and NebraskansFirst.com. It is a long tail, and it is an uphill battle because they do have lots of power from, in what I see, from the UN down. That it doesn't start at the state level and come down. It starts at a global level and comes down. And we've talked about that on the Brownfield Show with Agenda 21 and all of the things, the biodiversity treaties and the control by watershed. I think all of these things do play a part in the bigger picture. It's fighting it at the local level that's so uphill.
It's uphill, but I'm telling you, from what I've seen in the past year or two, the people at the local level now, the stakeholders in this, farmers and ranchers, are now waking up and they're starting to take the bit, and we are making a difference in getting the right people on these NRD boards. And one last thing, Jeff, I mean, our group, we support conservation. We defend conservation. We support best management practices. We support sound science. But we do know that farmers and ranchers are better stewards of the land than government. And we're not going to sit back and give up our rights and freedoms for causes that are basically unfounded in science and threaten the future of our local communities here and what built this state from nothing into a world-class agricultural producer.
Don Adams, Mick Cox, we appreciate you being our guest on the show today. Derry Brownfield should be back in the saddle again tomorrow. I'm Jeff Thomas sitting in. And by the way, let me give the website, DerryBrownfield.com. You can listen to this show again by going to the near bottom of the page and click on Wednesday. I got to go. You have a great day. See you later. Bye.
Happy trails to you until we meet. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds and we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177 for your free brochure at 870-269-4177 or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.